water. So I have breakfast, lunch and dinner and drinks. You tell me what you want. Accordingly I will speak. Because a spirituality is called as spirituality of God, where we can go on giving lectures in series one after another with a decided program. At the same time, everybody is not ready for everything. I may have rasgulla and son papdi, but you want to eat batata vada pav. So at that moment you will not enjoy it so much, because your want is different, your need is different. So let us go on need based. What is the understanding that you have about spirituality? I hope you all believe that spirituality exists, right? Spirituality exists, spirituality is there. If I am born in this world, whether I am a human being or whether I am a bird or any other species of life, spirituality is innate to the living entity. Because the living entity, another name of living entity is called spirit soul, which we call Ruh in Arabic or in Urdu. In Islamic tradition, we call soul, we call Atma in the Vedic Hindu tradition. But the existence of that entity is there. And as long as the entity is there, the spirituality is also there. Like you are a girl, so girlhood is already there. And you are a boy, boyhood is already there. Somebody becomes wife, then wifehood is already there. There is some fixed concepts are there. Once you become wife, what happens? Once you become husband, what happens? So this I told you just to tell you that there is also a need-based spirituality. So you can tell me now, what do you want to hear? Accordingly, I will tell you. Somebody can initiate one question that will lead to the whole discussion. You have any question for them? So, if you are not going to ask, then I will speak something which we may not be as per your need of breakfast, lunch and dinner, but something will come. All of us should know that, yes, please ask. How to stop overthinking? You have a problem of overthinking? You think you are overthinking? Common problem. Okay. So let us understand from where the thinking comes. First of all, we are spirit soul. That everybody accepts? All those who accept, please raise their hands. Everyone is spirit soul, right? And this body which we have is different from what you are. Do you believe in this? Are you the same as your body or are you different from body?
If you don't understand, please tell.
I can explain that also to you.
If you don't understand, raise your hand.
Then I can go ahead if you understand that.
Those who don't understand.
See, when I say my eye or my dhoti or my kurta or my hand, is eye different from my hand? If my hand is cut off tomorrow, will I exist? Will I cease to exist? If my both eyes go, still I exist? If my both arms and both full legs from my hip goes, will I exist? That means I am not my hand. I am something else. And it is my hand or my dress or my hair or my ear, whatever you say. So when I say my, that means I is different from that item which is mine. So our body is different than us. We live in this body. And the body has got so many features. Now to go to tell you further, you may not have thought, it's all right. But I will tell you, okay, there are two kinds of bodies you have. One is the body which I see. When I see you, I see a particular figure. I see you, a particular figure. I see you, a particular figure. Okay? That is what is visible, palpable, touchable, feelable. But there is something which you have, I cannot see with my own eyes. You have mind. And you have intelligence. And you have ego. I may not have to see that, but I can feel it when I meet you. When you get angry, I can see palpable or perceivable changes in your face. And I can say you're angry or you're happy or you're very in very emotional, loving mood. So there is something called as gross body and then something called as subtle body. In Hindi language you say stool sharir or sukshma sharir. Stool sharir is that what your hands, legs, eyes and different kinds of hair and everything. And sukshma sharir, that is subtle body, is your mind, intelligence and ego. These three items are subtle. You are able to understand this? It's very simple to understand because all of you know you have mind. And coming to her question, how to stop overthinking, first we should know from where thinking comes. So mind has got three faculties. Mind, if you understand mind, it has got three faculties. It does thinking, it feels, and it desires. Anything more is there beyond these three? Anybody has to say? Thinking, feeling, and willing. Willing means desiring. You think. And when I say harsh words, you feel. You feel anger, or you feel good, or you feel dejected, or you feel apprehensive, or you feel so many things, repulsive maybe. So there is a feeling, even if now when I am speaking, there is a feeling in your mind. Some of you may feel, I am not interested. Some of you may feel, it's good. Some of you may feel, it is very good. And some of you may be feeling, when it will end. So feeling is there. And if I change my subject, the feeling will change also. Maybe in the beginning it is boring and after some time it is becoming interesting. You start feeling interested. So one is feeling, I told you. Second is thinking. Thinking is the innate faculty of mind. When is the time in this life, whether sleeping or awake, that you don't think? You tell me. You think in the dream also, in the sleep also. And that's how dreams come. You all time, you may be attending my talk now, but you may be still thinking. There may be three parallel lines going in your mind right now. Maybe what my mother is doing, or what my brother is doing, what my father is doing, or my marriage is coming this end, what preparations are going on. So many things may be there in your mind. And it just goes on. Or maybe you have exam tomorrow, or maybe some task is there which is difficult for you, and you are hearing me, you have interest, but at the same time there is something going on parallelly also. So thinking is the innate faculty of mind. And third faculty of mind is desiring. At any given moment of life you have, right from you come out of your womb, you start first breathing and sucking the breast of your mother, the thought starts coming, desiring, oh, I want milk now, I'm hungry. I'm not getting, so I'm crying. I want the milk immediately. Or I'm not hungry, but my mother, I want to hug me and give protection, the feeling of protection. So desiring starts from right as soon as you take birth. Maybe we haven't analyzed or researched, but the desiring is going on in the womb also. That's why we see when some excitement is going on, some party is going on, the baby in the womb also jumps. You may not have experience, but many mothers who we have seminar here, they tell, when some very nice, pleasant music is going on, the baby starts jumping. Or some sad news comes, somebody's death comes, or news comes, suddenly you become shocked and the baby starts moving. So the feeling and desiring and thinking is there in the womb also. Because the soul is always connected with mind, intelligence and ego. The body may change. Like for example, you are 1 year old, you are a different body. Now if you see a 1 year photograph, you are not the same person. Or then when you become 50 year old, you are inside the same person, but your body has totally changed. So similarly, everything is changing, but you remain constant. Okay. Now coming to the point of thinking. This thinking comes because we have some past connections and we have some reaction to this world. Now I am thinking right now, he called me to give lecture here. So I am thinking time is getting up, I am getting late, get the things ready, is the hall AC or not? That means the situation which is coming forward you makes you think. What is the program after this? How much time gap is there? Who is going to meet me in between time? then next, what is at 4 o'clock, what is at 5 o'clock. So your life itself is an impulse for you to think. And there are some past connections. For example, you were born and brought up in childhood in a slum area, or in a posh 5-star area in Nariman Point, or in a village, or in a city, or in an educated background, or in a very downgraded background. That has got some impressions in your mind. Similarly, you have impressions in the mind of past life also. How many of you have seen very small babies just born sleeping very tightly? How many of you have seen? Just newborn babies, really you can say fast asleep. But sometimes the babies just do like this, the way I did. Did you see that? Many mothers come and ask me, sir, kya karna? Wo ekdam aise Marathi mein kehte ki thi anga kaadti aise ekdam shi. So there is an explanation for that. That till the baby comes in walking and talking terms with the mother and father and the environment, the baby is still reminiscing with the past life. And gradually as the baby is settling down in this world, the memories of past lives get worn off, or they go in the memory bank or go into what you call stores. And now the current, what is happening, who is mother, who is mother, father, who is a new uncle, new grandmother, everything comes in activity. Toys come in activity and many activities come in picture. So now today you don't have memory of the past life because you are totally settled in this world for last 20 years. All the set references are fixed for you. Right? Your mother, father, your neighbors, your friends, your college, your education, your appearance, your everything is now more or less settled. Things will change in the future, of course, but reference is more or less fixed. So how to stop overthinking? Overthinking is a disease of the mind. It's not very pathological as such, but it's really troublesome also sometimes. So first and foremost method of stopping overthinking is to prolong the duration of our breath. That is called as pranayam. If you see, when we think, we are breathing also high, palpitation also is going high. If you are thinking not very fast, then you can sit and relax. And maybe you may be on the bed about to go to sleep. But generally when you are hyper-thinking, then our heart rate also is high and breathing also goes high. The topic is very much anxiety-ridden, then it is also, sweating also will come according to you. Right? I have practiced this in my medical college days in the hostel. Because as the exam comes closer, what happens? You always feel you are not prepared. You didn't do justice and you should have avoided time pass and you could have still studied and prepared, but now what to do? This topic is remaining, that topic is in this chapter I never saw only first time. Shall I give it a skip or shall I option mein dalu ki padu? That time I used to do an asana called Vajrasana. How many of you know Vajrasana? Yeah. As soon as you sit in Vajrasana, immediately the mind becomes controlled. You just try. It's a very healthy asana. It also allows you to focus, because most of the youth now today have multi-dimensional thinking process going on. Kya bolte hain hum log? Ek saath mein char line chal rahi hai. 4 tracks are going on in mind. Ek hi saath. And that sometimes is very disturbing because you can't focus on one type. Mind is jumping like monkey from one branch to another. As soon as you do Vajrasana, sit in the same perpendicular posture, take deep, long breath in a very trained way, meaning there's a pattern of one unit of breathing and 2 units of exhalation. Then again you take 1 unit of breathing and 2 units of breathing, 1 second of, for example, 2 seconds of breathing in, 4 seconds of breathing out, and you'll find your mind will become very cool. And you do 10 breaths at a time, take break, again do 10 breaths, inhalation, exhalation, it will go down. This is a physical way of controlling. But again, after 1 hour, again you may start going on. That means you have to do it daily and maybe sometimes twice a day and maybe in increase in number of breaths. Today you do for 10 minutes and tomorrow 15 minutes. And you will come to know after 6 months of practice, you will be able to judge yourself that yes, now I'm not overthinking as before. I don't even react very harshly. What happens in anger? Suddenly the heart rate and the breath rate increases. And then you don't know what you're doing actually. But you sit down and take deep breaths. We tell in our counseling also. Aap jara na, relax ho jao. Dar piche aise take ke baitho aur paanch lambi saans le lo. Then you will find immediately your mind is different. We also in management language we say that there is an important meeting coming up and there means so many things may happen. It's very important meeting and the decision in the meeting is also very important for my career, for everything, for the company's future, for my career, everything. So we tell that person, if you can defer that meeting by one day or for a few hours, go to sleep. Sleep and come back again for the meeting. Your whole purview to the meeting will change. If there's some difficult decision, like from sometimes divorces, for example, or sometimes quitting the job or continuing the job. There are some important, you know, like do or die questions. So we say, take good sleep and think again. Do the things change because of that? Do you believe that? When you sleep and get up, things change. Sometimes in young girls and boys, there's a love affair going on and now you're deciding, shall I continue or shall I break? So we say, go to sleep. Wake up and think again with a fresh mind. When good rest has occurred, good reconstruction of brain cells have occurred and you are in a different situation, not in the anxiety-ridden situation, next morning things will change. So these methods of controlling your thinking is only physical. But you want to really become sober, shanta, peaceful, balanced. Would you like to be or not? How many of you would like to be very peaceful, balanced, thoughtful, sober, soft in spoken words, taking good decisions which are not wrong? Most of the time they are not wrong. Sometimes may be wrong, but most of the times you have known he is a very cool guy. He doesn't take decision very hastily, or she doesn't take decision very hastily. You like to be, no, like that. And we fail, and we feel, hey, I wanted to be, but I couldn't be. Now I will tell you my story only. Connected to your question. In the college, I was very aggressive. Today also I'm aggressive, but not so much. But in college, when I was 17, 16 years old, I was extremely aggressive. बोलते ना बात बात पे गरम हो जाना और बात बात में तैयार हो जाना लड़ने के लिए. एंड देन यू रिपेंट आफ्टर गोइंग होम कि ऐसा क्यों किया मैंने. आई शुडंट हैव डन दैट. एवरी टाइम यू रिपेंट बट यू कांट कंट्रोल दैट एक्टिविटी व्हेन इट इज हैपनिंग. सो देन आई थॉट आई विल गो टू जिम्नेजियम एंड यू नो टेक आउट माई एनर्जी इन टू वर्किंग आउट. सो मेनी ईयर्स आई वर्कड आउट इन जिम, 1.5 hours a day, 2 hours a day इन मेडिकल कॉलेज, इन अदर pre-medical college also. To certain degree it was subdued, but the aggressive nature and impulsive nature continued, and I was still searching kya karna chahiye uske liye, why I always land up taking wrong decisions and doing wrong things which I finally repent at home. Then I was introduced to yoga. Then I did yogic practices every day 45 minutes for maybe 3 to 4 years, and to large extent my aggressive nature, impulsive decision making activities were modified. But still, agitations were not completely reduced. And I was still searching. Kya karna chahiye uske liye? And then I came to the ISKCON movement. And the first time I was introduced to the process of chanting. Chanting the same names repetitively for a certain period of time and certain time of the day. And regularly. And with that, I could understand there was a palpable, perceivable change in my attitude, in my reactions, in my dealing with the people in the world or situations in the world. And as I am telling you, today it is now 36 years since I am in chanting. And amazing thing about this chanting, I never felt like I should give up. It's a waste of time. Somewhere in the middle, I must have felt, suppose, ki ye kya time pass hai? Because everybody would say in college ki tu na fail ho jayega definitely. Do do ghanta chanting karte baithta hai, pass kaise hoga medicine mein? But all of us passed nicely. So there was a social pressure. You are wasting two important hours of your professional student life where people will study like anything. You are wasting 2 hours, 120 minutes a day, sitting in one place. But never in 36 years I felt like giving it up as a waste of time. In fact, the process of chanting was such that year by year I went on drawing more and more happiness and more results in my life because of that. It is not today I am telling because I am in Hare Krishna movement, I am a devotee of Hare Krishna and I am maybe 35-year-old devotee in Hare Krishna or I am follower of Hare Krishna. I am not telling you because of that. I am telling you as an individual. As a doctor you can say, as an educated person you can say, as a thoughtful person you can say, or maybe as an intellectual I can say. I never felt that I should give up this process of meditating on the name of the Lord. And for us who are qualified and the whole world is open to us, we can do anything what we want. We know that we are not going to be paupers, we will earn good money, we will have good status, we will have good respect, everything is there. So if I don't like chanting and I stop chanting, who cares? I still remain doctor, I will be respected by people. So what is that thing which made us continue this process of chanting the holy name for so long period of time? And today at the end of 36 years, I don't feel, bas ho gaya abhi bahut. Mr. Ranganathan, bas ho gaya abhi, main chhodne wala hu kal se, maja karne wala life mein. 36 साल मैंने चैंटिंग किया, कुछ फायदा ही नहीं हुआ. ऐसा नहीं बोलूंगा उनको मैं. आई विल नॉट टेल हिम. आई नो माई एक्सपीरियंस इन दिस 36 ईयर्स इज मल्टी फोल्ड फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग एक्सपीरियंस एंड आई एम श्योर इफ आई कंटिन्यू इन द सेम प्रोसेस साइंटिफिकली आई विल हैव मच मच मोर बेनिफिट देन वॉट आई रिसीव टूडे टिल टूडे. एंड वॉट आर द बेनिफिट्स लाइक टू नो कनेक्ट टू योर क्वेश्चन ऑल्सो. When you connect with the Lord, I mean, I'm not saying there is only Hindu God or Muslim God or Christian God. God is God. Right? God is a supreme personality who is the father of all of us, who is a kind maintainer, generator, and also destroyer of time, of things in time. Very kind personality. You may address him in different words, in different languages, and different religions, but he doesn't change. Somebody will call you Sonu at home and somebody will say Sonia in the college. But you are the same person. Only the person who is addressing you has different role in your life. So it addresses differently. Like you say Rose, you say Gulab, you say so many things. But the item is same. So when you connect with that supreme being, automatically all negativities go away. And for what I am saying, to believe that you have to practice it yourself. I can go on describing the beauty of the holy name, but you'll have to someday, sometime practice it. And when you connect, immediately, my mother would tell me at childhood that bhiti vatli na, to Ram naam ghaycha. If somewhere you go in dark and you start getting scared, start chanting Ram 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 Ram. This is my mother would tell when I was not chanting actually, but. Even that time when you become fearful in darkness, suddenly light goes and you are in the middle of the tunnel somewhere walking and you start chanting Ram 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 Ram, immediately you feel peaceful. What is there in that name? As long as you immediately you connect with the Supreme Lord through His name, immediate nirbhayata comes, that means fearlessness comes, fear goes away. That is very important to understand. First stage is fear goes away. Second stage is peace comes from agitation. And third stage is happiness comes, which is a positive concept. Fear and getting fearless and getting peaceful is a negative or a zero concept. Getting free from fear is a negative situation. Getting peaceful is a neutral situation. And getting happiness is a positive situation. And we want to be on positive side of the chart. And then so many deficiencies are in your personality. Some people are very anger oriented, some people are very greedy, some people are very hateful in nature, some people are very loving in nature, some people are very adjusting in nature, some people are very intolerant, some people are very tolerant. Some people are very arrogant, some people are very humble. These are things we see. Even amongst one group of people also, we can see a variety of natures, you know. And many intelligent people also know that I don't want to be this in the duality of my situation. Sometimes angry, sometimes lusty, sometimes greedy, sometimes angry. I want to be sober and peaceful all the time. How can I achieve that situation? Only when you unite with the Lord sincerely, daily, regularly, with full dedication, you will come to know one day that you will become very sober, very well composed, very well balanced. Even thoughts that you come to your mind will be as per your desire, not per the desire of the mind. Now what is happening is, I am overwhelmed with the thinking of the mind and I want to sleep now. It's 9:30, it's 10:30, it's 11:30. I am not able to sleep because my mind is just not stopping only. So can I take a pill? Can I do some oil massage or something like that? But later on, when you connect, you will come to know that you will be in full control of your thoughts. What happens when your thoughts are controlled? Your speech is also controlled. Why you speak? Because you are thinking something which you want to express. Your thoughts are in the process of expression, you speak. And if your thoughts are harsh, your speech is harsh. Your thoughts are cool, your speech is cool. So you have to first work on the thoughts, right? And when your words are in a particular way, what happens next? Action. Things happen in a row. Thought, words and action. Do you believe in that? Whatever today you are doing is a result of your thoughts, words and action. The action today is happening because of your thoughts and words. Whatever is in your thoughts, it will translate into words. And whatever is in your words will become action tomorrow. What is the next step of action? If you go on doing same action, what happens? It becomes a habit. You believe in that? If you, one day you thought, I heard about jalebi, so I should go and eat jalebi. Then you will tell somebody, okay, I want to eat jalebi. Where it is available? Somebody will tell you, okay, wo dukaan mein available. Then what happens? You take action. From the thoughts and words, you take action, I'm going eating a jalebi, and you like the jalebi very much. Then you, what happens? You go tomorrow again there. Maybe evening also you go again there, and tomorrow also you go, then it becomes a habit that every day you want to eat jalebi. When habits continue, next is it becomes your character. This is how you develop yourself, from the process of thought to your character. And character building is totally in your hands. You can build your character the way you want, the people you associate with, the company that you have. Only on the company that you have, your thoughts come to you accordingly. If you sit with rogues, your thoughts will be accordingly. If you sit with studious students, your thoughts will be accordingly. If you sit with cultured family members, cultured people, your thoughts will be accordingly. So it all begins on the with the company that you have. Even the thinking process is governed by the company that you have. You change the company, your thoughts will change. You keep the same company, your thoughts will become steady. That's why in human life, what is important is to always keep good company. Justified good company, which is already time tested. Not just go on trying this way, that way, this way. Then you will be always tossed and thrown around here and there. Good association will give you good thought process. Good thought process will give you good words, good speech. Satyam bruhat, priyam bruhat. Speak the truth, speak it lovingly, speak it palatably. Then action. Then action will develop habit. Good habits will come with deciding to have good actions. Good habits, then character will be built up. It is said in scriptures that if you lose money, nothing is lost. Why is that? You can earn again. जब तक हाथ पांव है तो आप कमा सकते हो उसमें क्या है ऑल एम्पायर इज बर्न्ड फॉर एग्जांपल बट यू आर इंटैक्ट नो प्रॉब्लम यू कैन स्टिल वर्क हार्ड एंड बिल्ड योर करियर एंड एवरीथिंग इफ योर हेल्थ इज लॉस्ट Something is lost. You have to work on it. But if your character is lost, everything is lost. You seize your existence by losing your character. You lose your being a human being. You lose your opportunity of being an evolved personality. You know, human beings are very evolved. And you can further evolve after you have an evolved birth like this. But in that, what augmentation or what ornamentation takes place is by character. Your life is ornamented by your character. It's not just the way you look. It's the way you think and the way you talk and the way you conduct yourself and the way you set up your goal of your life. That becomes character. And today, there is no culture in the world. Everything is getting destroyed. Family unity is getting destroyed. There is no value for relationships. Everything is temporary. Today one boyfriend, tomorrow one girlfriend. And today one wife, tomorrow second wife. You know, things are just... There is no basis only of anything. Before I end my talk, I would like to tell you what is the strength of we Indians. Maybe we Muslims, Christians, Hindu and Sikh and whatever, Buddhists, whatever we are. We are the only country in the world where everyone resides together and everyone can actually reside potentially very happily. We choose to be agitated on certain things, but our history tells that in this country, everybody has lived very peacefully. Our neighbors are conducting, celebrating Eid, we are celebrating Diwali, and somebody is celebrating Christmas. Everything is happening. So in my building of my childhood, all these things were happening regularly. There was no trouble at all. But the strength of we Indians, we should know. The strength of we Indians is our culture and our family unit. We have a family unit. We have family fabric in India. We are knit with families. If you go abroad, all of you may be desiring to go abroad. I have to go to America, I have to go to England, I have to settle there, I have to go to Gulf. The biggest problem with all these countries and the culture is there is no family unit. You cannot ask a girl or a woman, who is your husband and where is he? It's an offense if you ask any lady, where is your husband, what is your husband doing? And India is so common, right? And we don't mind if you tell me who is your wife, I'll tell my wife, what is he doing, everything. In America, most of them are single. Most of them. 99.99 people are single. Either separated or divorced or whatever. And nowadays, there is no system of wedding only. There is companionship and there is live-in relationships and people get children, 10-year-old. Still they are still living in relation, not husband and wife. So we were discussing last week in Delhi that what is the benefit of having family? And what is the benefit of having family culture? All the good things can settle down in a family unit. But somebody is single and you go on telling them good values and good values and good values. There is no pot to hold that liquid. If I go on giving, so I have liquid, beautiful liquid, very tasty, very fragrant, very attractive in color, in smell, in everything. But you don't have a bottle or a glass. Now I will try to give you by hand or something, but it will not be satisfactory to you, right? But if you have one glass of 200 ml, you can take it peacefully from me, drink one glass, two glass, three glass, five glasses, 10 glasses as per your satisfaction, keep the glass in your bag again. So that one glass is family. All that is to be containable is contained in the family unit. Very, very important. Why India is still India? Because India still believes in family and India has family. It is getting destroyed slowly, but it is still existing. You still have a mother waiting for you at home. You still have a sister, brother waiting for you at home. You have a still loving brother, maybe studying in America, but you have bond. We don't divorce easily as they divorce, like walk in and walk out. It's still thought here. There's no thought there. Today we say love at first sight and divorce at first fight. It doesn't require anything. It doesn't require anything to fall in. And doesn't it require anything to get out? But in India, still it takes time. Even if a girl today falls in love with somebody and there's a disaster, still you think 10 times to give up that boyfriend or not. Because this atmosphere in India has got that aura of family unit. And what my request to all of you is, you all are youngsters, very soon you will get graduated and educated and will get married, definitely. See that this family unit and the sanctity of this unit is maintained. Don't make it cheap and changeable. Make it fixed and steady. There will be challenges. There will be, you know, many difficulties will be there. Your partner may not be as much as you were expecting. And there may be some wrong things in him or her and in you also accordingly. Huh? Nobody is perfect here. I have some faults, she has some faults. If you learn to tolerate, then your unit will be maintained. And there are innumerable benefits of that unit. To the forthcoming children, to forthcoming samaj, the forthcoming state, and to the forthcoming nation. When the family unit is maintained well, the nation is maintained well. When the family is at par, you go to America today, there is no family unit. Even if there is a family, there are four rooms and four people are watching four different television channels, and you have to send WhatsApp messages to come down and take lunch, and that may be once in a month. There is no lady I would say, no exaggeration, no lady cooks at home. Every lady is expert in ordering the food or storing the food and heating and refrigerating and eating. I lived there for a couple of years. But here, when a foreigner came to my house and my wife very beautifully cooked a big list of items. So he ate one item and he asked, "This your wife cooked?" I said, "Yeah." Then he has another item. He said, "This also she cooked?" I said, "Yeah." And he asked me 10 times the same question. Then I told him everything my wife only cooked. So I was very surprised. He said, you are a millionaire. I said, "No, I'm not a millionaire. I'm a simple guy." He said, "Only millionaire's wife as a hobby sometimes cooks for his wife, husband. And all the other time, it's only ready-made cooked food, refrigerated, then put in oven and put in the plate and eat." Even the richest people in the world who have come here for treatment, we are meeting day in, day out people who are coming for treatment here from foreign countries. You heard of Peter Barwash? How many of you heard Peter Barwash? Peter Barwash is a old timer tennis champion. Maybe when I was a young boy, they were Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe and, you know, all those days, John Newcomb, and all those days, he was the topper. He's always come in semi-finals and finals. Today he has a big international institutes in 28 countries called Peter Barwash International Tennis Training Institution. In 28 countries he has got. That means he must be definitely a millionaire and multimillionaire. He came here and we told him, "Sir, you stop eating bread because it doesn't suit your health. You need to eat chapatis." So first of all, what is chapatis? So we explained to him. And he was quite, you know, Hindu oriented and very much affiliated to ISKCON anything. But he said, "My wife doesn't know how to cook chapati. And I eat bread three times a day. I eat bread three times a day, breakfast, lunch and dinner." And our doctor in Ayurveda told him that you should not be eating bread, you should eat chapatis. And till today, he is not having the fortune of eating chapatis. What to speak of fortune of eating hot chapatis? There is no question of homemade food also. He is a millionaire, multi-millionaire, but he has no fortune of eating fresh homemade food, even once in a week also. And you tell me, how many of you eat fresh food once a day, twice a day, three times a day? So you all are millionaires. You have the fortune of eating freshly cooked food three times a day. You are the richest people in the world. Now this understanding of being rich will come to you because of family. Is it not true? Because your mother has been cooking for you. And tomorrow you will become mother, you will cook for your children and husband and family. Because you have been brought and born and brought up in the tradition of eating hot food every day. Not eating stale food. Maybe morning ka evening mein kha sakte hain, but all this culture is in the family only. But if you are single, what culture you'll have? Only culture of going out and eating or getting ready-made food and hitting and eating. or you are too fond of cooking, very rare nowadays, then different story. Otherwise, from where the culture comes? The culture comes from family. Please maintain the families. And family means duties, responsibilities, love, relationships, affection, service to others who are in the family, earning for them, maintaining them, tolerating them for sake of love. And also family means love for God. Family means following religious practices also. But that also happens in the family only. You have seen your mother praying, so you pray. You have seen your mother doing namaz, so you do namaz. You have seen your parents going on pilgrimage, so you go on pilgrimage. All that you have seen in childhood, only you will be doing. If you are a Gujarati, then you will eat khakra, dhokla and papada. And that you will be having at your breakfast. If I am South Indian, then you will have idli, dosa and medu vada. All that is in family. What if you have nothing? Then you have no culture. Not of eating, not of dressing, not of talking, nothing. You have no culture only. Family fulfills your life. And family can give you stability in emotions, in thinking, in everything, in actions. And family can connect you to the Lord. Individually you can connect to the Lord. But if you are a family which is religious, you can be effectively connected with the Lord. Do you agree with me? So my humble request to you, you are at the prime spring period of your life. We call it Vasanta Rutu. That is the most prime, youthful, blissful, blossoming period of life, where body is in a very healthy condition, thoughts are very charming, health is very good. You are looking forward to a whole life. At that time, when you have good association and a good strong family unit with good culture, you can expect yourself to have a good life. Otherwise, only disasters, broken relationships, frustrations, imbalanced personalities, psychiatric conditions, the highlight of 21st century is only because of that. When there is everything, when there is money, when there is affluence, when there is scientific advancement, when technology, when clean roads and everything is there in America, why there are still suicides and murders and broken families and no relationships? Because the basic fabric of family in the society is lost. And we are fortunate and proud to have that still intact in our life. Indian mother will think 1,001 time before divorcing her husband. But in foreign countries, one wrong line here and there, next morning out. No bondage only. No training only. But we are not like that. We are very fortunate because we are from Indian culture, Bharat Varsha culture, which is strong and deep-rooted and long-standing. That is our wealth. So please understand what is your wealth and look for developing that wealth rather than wealth in the form of money or affluence or name, fame. It's all illusory and all temporary. Look for the wealth which is permanent, which can satisfy you, which can make you complete, which can make you peaceful, which will prevent you from taking drastic decisions and have broken hearts for whole life. It's very precious to have human life. And last line before we depart, human life is meant to connect with Lord and realize Him in life. That is the real purpose of life. Rest everything follow. Your food and eat, all needs, all this will be maintained as per your karma. But you have to work for this divine connection with the Lord. When that happens, your life becomes successful. First of all, be a normal person. Be a normal girl or normal daughter or tomorrow normal wife or normal mother, normal father, normal brother. You become normal in every single identity that you have. When those things become normalized, your life becomes normal. And only on normal platform of life, divinity can be cultivated. Please understand. There is no question of divinity in abnormal life, in a broken life. And you are potentially a divine being. And divinity can be cultivated in you provided you normalize in every single thing what you do. Be a normal student. Be a normal young girl or young boy. Don't be eccentric or, you know, terroristic thought process in anything what you do. Be normal in every single thing what you do. As a daughter, be normal. As a son, be normal. As a student, be a normal student. Then thing will become normalized. And with this normalization platform, divinity will grow in you. And when divinity will grow in you, you'll become extremely happy and blissful in your life. And you'll not like to give up that divinity which you are already connected with. That is the reason, after 36 years, I don't want to give it up. I want to continue. Further and further, bigger dimensions of experiences which I had in last 36 years. And life is very good. Life is very divine, very good, very wonderful, provided you are wonderful. As soon as you become wonderful, life becomes wonderful, the world becomes wonderful, everything around you becomes wonderful. But you are not wonderful, you are miserable, you are frustrated, then the world is frustrated. Everything else around you is frustrated. You don't like anything. You feel a big zero and emptiness in the world. Why is that? The same world I live and you live. And I see it as a beautiful and divine, you see it as frustrated, empty hole. All depends on you. All depends on your consciousness, the company you keep, the way you think, and the way you do things. Your life will be divine. And I pray to the Almighty Supreme Lord to help you to get all possible divinity in your life. Hare Krishna. You have any question? Anybody, depending on my thought, whatever I spoke to you, any query is there? How many days are there more?
This week and next week. If you can come on some more. I suggest that you think about any specific topic.
What will be most interesting always is interaction. See, you let me speak and I can speak till evening. That is my disease. You can go on speaking till evening. And you can have a good nap in between, again wake up, again here, again go to sleep. Everything is possible. But when there is interaction, there is pleasure and there is gain. The gain is when you interact. When you question and you get answer, then there is gain. Otherwise, nali punkili sonare ikadun tikadun gele vare. That means in short, Marathi mein kya kahawat hai? You hear from one ear and leave from other ear. Okay, I'll tell him once nice story. Story to hona chahiye na, Prabhuji. You know Vikramaditya? King Vikramaditya? Not that Vikramaditya in Vetala. The real Vikramaditya, the King Vikramaditya. Who had one very important minister, I forgot his name. Anyway, doesn't matter. So one person came with 300 gram golden idols to him, which were exactly the same from every angle. Weight to 100 gram thai, but every feature, every whatever the hands, whatever the posture of or the idol, the murti, was exactly the same, made of gold. And he was a very intelligent sculptor of murti making of gold. And he came to the king and said, "My dear king, I have made these 3 idols who are exactly same and I want you to price them. Tell me the cost, or you give the price to them." So all the important ministers came and they saw the deity, whatever deity or murti, and they are exactly same. So everybody is saying the same cost. Weigh the gold and whatever the cost of making the art and everything, whatever. You can get 100 gram lump of gold and you get 100 gram murti. There is some different cost. Na? But same. So he said, "No sir, I am very disappointed. In your whole assembly of ministry, there is not an intelligent person in the whole assembly who can give value to my creation which I have made. I am very sad, I am going." So at that time, that clever minister woke up and he said, "I will see." So he picked up one golden tar. What do you call tar? Whatever, tar. Ek sone ki tar liya usne. And he put it through the one ear of the murti. And then that came out through other ear. मुझे वो इसलिए याद आया वो कहानी अभी, आई सेड दैट नाली फुंकीली सोना रही इकड़ून तिकड़ून गेले वारी. सो ही सेड दिस मूर्ति इसका मूल 2 कौड़ी है. इसका मूल्य जो है 2 कौड़ी मतलब नथिंग, इनसिग्निफिकेंट, बाजू में रखो. सेकेंड मूर्ति ही पिक्ड अप एंड ही पुट द तार फ्रॉम 1 ईयर एंड इट केम आउट फ्रॉम हिज माउथ. देन ही सेड 1,000 gold coins इज द कॉस्ट ऑफ दिस मूर्ति. एंड द थर्ड मूर्ति ही पुट, इट डिडंट कम आउट फ्रॉम एनीवेयर. ही सेड दिस मूर्ति यू कैन नॉट पे एनी प्राइस फॉर दिस मूर्ति. वॉट एवर प्राइस यू पे विल बी लेस ओनली. सर क्या कहते हैं, इनवैल्यूएबल, अमूल्य है ये मूर्ति. तो थोड़ा सा समझ में आया लोगों के लिए, पूरा समझ में नहीं आया. देन ही सेड, आई विल एक्सप्लेन टू यू. ही सेड वन मूर्ति इज 2 कौड़ी का कीमत है उसका. मतलब वो व्यक्ति है जो कुछ भी सुनता है तो यहां से छोड़ देता है. इज अ यूजलेस पर्सन, इज अ वैल्यूलेस पर्सन. सेकेंड पर्सन इज ही हियर्स, ही प्रोसेसेस. हाँ, इट डजंट कम आउट स्ट्रेट, इट ही इज प्रोसेसिंग इन बिटवीन एंड देन ही स्पीक्स अबाउट इट. ही विल हियर, प्रोसेस, फिल्टर एंड स्पीक व्हाट इज नेसेसरी, बट ही इज नॉट जस्ट गिविंग इट अवे, ही रिटेन्स, ही स्टोर्स. द थर्ड पर्सन इज मोस्ट वैल्यूएबल. He will only keep, meditate, and make his inner culture very rich. And of course, he will speak, but he will be mostly thoughtful, contemplative person like that. And whatever some wrong things he hears, he will filter it out. He will not just accept everything what is coming in. So you be always in life second and third category. You hear, you filter. You meditate, you cultivate, and when necessary, you speak to help others. Not just speak because you want to speak, you have to blurt it out, you can't just control your verbal diarrhea. Nahi hona chahiye. You should be able to speak what you need to speak, when you want to speak, the volume, whatever you want to speak. That is the best person. Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat. Speak the truth, speak when it is necessary. Speak when it is beneficial to others. When you are convinced of it, speak. There is one Christian saint, Saint Francis of Assisi from Germany. He said, one should preach 24 hours a day, but speak when necessary. So you may be wondering, how do I preach 24 hours without speaking and speak when necessary? What does that mean? Anybody can interpret? I tell you, preach the gospel of God 24 hours a day, but speak only when necessary. What does that mean? I am speaking contradictory. That means, don't think preaching is only through words. Most of the preaching or good words or whatever you speak is in your actions, in your body language, in the way you are, the way you conduct yourself, the example that you give to the world. And then with that great example that you already established by your behavior, when you speak few words, that will be very effective. You speak for the whole day and you smash everything what you have spoken by your action. I speak great things and if I go to out of the hall, you see me doing so many things, nasty things, that all my talks is washed off. Talks are washed off. So listen in good company, filter, cultivate, accumulate, and speak when necessary. And if there is no speech at this moment of time, behave in a way that by your presence only people will be preached. Your mother is preaching 24 hours or not? Day or not? By her actions, she is preaching you. Today you may not do anything at home because you are a young girl, lovable, mother doesn't let you do anything. But you have watched your mother all the time doing her course every single hour of the day. So when you will become responsible after marriage, you will do the same thing what your mother has done. So has she preached you or not? She has preached you every moment of your life by her actions. Of course by words, but most of the preaching what she has done to you is through her actions. So you also do the same thing. You will become an evolved, most worshipable personality in the world when you cultivate good divinity within you, and by your presence itself, divinity will be spreading. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Makes sense. So now.